Thanks for joining us. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Today, we are in the business of show business. We're talking with Digital Domain. Joining me on my left is Daniel Sia, the Executive Director and CEO of Digital Domain. Digital Domain is an American VFX company, visual effects company, co-founded with a few people, many of them the names you know, but of course, none other than James Cameron is one of the co-founders. So here we're trying to talk about what Digital Domain has in store for us, not just for this year, but the years moving ahead. And of course, what would be some of the challenges when it comes to virtual humans in the marketplace? Daniel, let's talk a little bit more about Digital Domain, how it came about, and see, and I'd like to see what the challenges have been up until this point.
Right. So thanks for having me. It's a great pleasure coming home. Digital Domain is a very interesting company. I've been joining Digital Domain for almost 11 years now. Before me, there was James Cameron, just like what you mentioned. The CEO before me was Michael Bay. So I'm the not famous one.
No. I mean, following the footsteps of Michael Bay and James Cameron, you name it, man.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, but seriously, just like what you mentioned, in Hollywood industry, it's always been tough, especially right now, right this moment. As we speak right now, the biggest writer strike is happening.
Yes.
And this is because of AI. It's totally because of AI, because our topic today very hugely related to AI. And my company, ever since James Cameron created it, and we see the biggest crossroad right now is either we are just maintaining the original way of running business, which is very hugely talent driven, right, artist driven, or we go another route, AI driven, right? We won 11 Oscar, right? We are the most famous thing before we actually into virtual human is because we destroyed the world 9 times. Right, the day after tomorrow, right? Yeah. 2012, yeah. Name it, right? Independence Day.
So destroyed the world 9 times. Yeah, I didn't see you put it that way.
Yeah. We destroyed the world 9 times. And before virtual human, we are well known as doing, the earthquake, tsunami, that kind of stuff. But ever since 2008, we have made the movie The Curious Case and Benjamin Button. That changed the whole game. There's a huge debate that year because we won an Oscar. So if you watch that film, Brad Pitt, he only actually participated his real age, right? The rest of the Brad Pitt, the old version, the young version, right, is actually virtual human, right? The debate back then is there's no AI components, a virtual human back then, right, 2008. It's about whether the virtual human technology can replace a real actor. And back then, even though it's done by my company, that we said no way, because it's very talent focused. It's all about acting, performance, right? But that statement has changed, especially during COVID. I'm glad you asked me the questions about the challenging. My company, Digital Domain, perhaps are only one or two visual effects house survived through COVID, right? That was because during the COVID time, not a lot of studio actor or actress was willing to risk themselves. Into the production. So my company, we have end up create two pioneering technology. One is a facial replacement, right? So basically we shoot the movie locally in Australia, in Portland, in London. We find a local body double and paint their face in green, and we swap the face to the celebrity, right? Mm-hmm. And another thing which is no way nowadays that you especially during COVID, even a post COVID situation, not a lot of people willing to travel. So everything is inside our motion capture stage with the green screen, right? So all the movie has been done by visual effects. I would say 88% to 92% is visual effects. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, because of AI, the debate, which is, do we still need actor or actress? For sure, for people like Robert De Niro, like Al Pacino, for sure, actor, actress, leading actor, actress, for sure we need them. But how about supporting actor and actress? The movies that we have made during COVID, a lot of the movies, because I signed an NDA, sorry, I cannot disclose too much, but I would say most of the actor and actress, supporting actor and actress in during the COVID, is all powered by AI. The way they act is all programmed by AI. So the biggest debate right now is whether the AI going to replace human resources in the next couple of years, and the answer is yes.
Okay, now we are entering a very critical stage of adopting AI in our everyday use. trying to replace that with, say, human talents, in this case, digital, story writers.
Yeah.
The advent of AI brings about morality issues rather than technological issues.
Yeah.
Sorry, morality issues on top of technological issues.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So how do you marry these kind of ideologues? Because on one hand, you are trying to make things optimal for your clients, for the consumers out there. On the other hand, there are people that are risking their lives right now when it comes to their livelihoods. So how do you see this intersection?
You are asking, you know, the million-dollar questions. You know, as a studio executive, right, as a CEO running this company, of course, each of our employees is very, very important, right? But what are we are seeing, what we are seeing the new development of AI rise up, right? It's not about whether AI going to be a next thing. AI definitely going to be
yeah.
a next, right? It's about how we're going to utilize AI to help our work. How we can have a powerful AI to be our assistant. How we can let AI become our weapons. That is the key. So what I share with my team, you know, in the last couple of months, it's not about should we use AI to replace, you know, certain people. No, it's about how we can train our people. They can embrace AI so that we can actually increase our capacity, right? I always said it to my colleagues, if we don't change right this moment, we will be wiped out. Mm. And I actually feel that this is actually applied to any kind of, you know, any of the type of jobs, right? Not just visual effects. But interesting enough, you know, if we talk about AI, like a few years ago, everybody was talking about AI going to replace certain jobs. This is not new, there's nothing new, right? We talk about replace a research analyst, lawyers, right?
Even newsreaders.
I don't know about that, since you have been a good hospitality dog here. but what I'm trying to say, which is nobody actually questioning about the creative part. People always say that, to those jobs is very creative, like, you know, such as our job, script writers, right? Director, producer, those creative jobs cannot be replaced, artists cannot be replaced. But isn't it funny enough, the first strike that actually happening right this moment after ChatGPT-4 is exactly precisely about creatives, right? Artists, concept design, right? If you watch a lot of videos on YouTube right now, a lot of images, music is actually generated by OpenAI. Mm. So the creative actually feels that it is being threatened. But what I share with my colleagues at Digital Domains, don't afraid it. Don't fierce about it. Embrace it. Use it. Because that is the way how we can survive.
Okay, that's still on the topic of ethics.
Yeah.
When you have the ability to, say, paint a picture, paint the face of an actor on top of a body double, and then, this creates a whole situation of authenticity.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, you go into that whole malpractice situation where, you know, this could be used for negative use, not for pleasure, not for entertainment, not for movies. Mm. So this is a situation where, you know, about 10 years ago, we have fake news as a big problem. Now everybody accepts that sometimes whatever you see online is truly... You know, you need to validate it. At least if the person is showing, you know, a friend of mine, let me ask that friend of mine, is this really you?
Yeah.
That level of authentication has to be done. Where do you see this whole idea of fake being the new norm?
I must say that you're probably going to be very disappointed in my answer. Mm. My answer is, I don't think anybody would know for the moment, because in the next couple of months, I would say 3 years, you will see tremendous ethical issues, legal issues.
Yes,
going to appear. Definitely.
And everything is going to be tested.
Definitely. And I can put all my money here today to bet that will be even worse than we can ever imagine.
Yeah.
So let me give you a few examples about what I'm facing right now. It's not even science fiction. It's not even a predictions, right? This is actually what exactly I'm facing right now. During the pandemic, right, we have been heavily using virtual human to replace actor and actress, but that is understandable, right? It's understandable because even the actor actress, even the unions, they understand the very unique situation. But right now, it's post-pandemic situation, but we're still doing it, right? Mm-hmm. We've been engaged by several, organizations by saying that this is not moral, right? It's, you are using AI, you are using, a machine to replace a real human, right? It's not a big topic because it's a new technology. But what I'm about to share is actually a very serious one. During COVID, a lot of actors, because they were using virtual human to perform in the movies, and they think of a new business model through their agents. Since we can let them participate in movies, why can't we let them also participate into commercials, right? So they can actually shoot commercials without actually being there, right? And then there will be a new phenomenon that's actually indeed happening right now. If you are famous, you basically dominate, the portion of
airspace,
everything, right? Yeah. But if you are not, if you are working hard, yeah. Junior,
breaking
young,
through, trying to,
it's impossible for you to survive.
Let's say 10% owns 90% of the
totally.
Ad time.
Not to mention about it, because of our technology, we have brought a lot of dead celebrity back, right?
Yeah.
Like Tupac, like Teresa Teng in this case, Leslie Chung.
Right? Yeah.
So we brought them back, right? Can you imagine how many, studios, how many content providers have engaged us by saying that we want Teresa Tan as a supporting actress. Mm-hmm. We want Leslie Chung to be like supporting actor in this case, right? Basically, because of the new technology, they will squeeze the original pie even more, right? So what I can predict is in the future, if we are only talking about film industry, there are a few things is going to be, in trouble. First of all, actor and actress for sure, right? Because when the actor and actress getting older, their virtual human, their digital avatar will still remain that 20 years old, looking, right? And not just them, but also the celebrity who passed away, they can always come back. The AI that we know today can easily simulate the speech they have made before, the performance they have before, so to simulate what would they perform under the new script, right? Mm. Easy. So that is already happening.
And of course things will get better, they'll just improve better.
Exactly, right? And they can have emotion. Plus, based on our technology, I think my team will also show with you separately that we can have AI, a powerful AI, to live drive a virtual human with emotions. Mm. You can actually set the emotion by being happy, laughing, a sense of humor, or even sadness, right? It's easy right now. I'm not talking about a future, I'm talking right now. It actually comes to the next one. It's even a more dangerous situation that we are talking about. Forget about movie industry. Then think about it, right? Now we are in a newsroom. If someone owns this technology, right? Because despite the fact that we are a leading house we seem to be only few house can do a photorealistic virtual human, right? But how about 6 months from now, 1 year from now? I suspect that there are a lot more people joining the game.
Yeah.
But think about it, right? Since you are doing news business, what if tomorrow there's a real-time YouTube video that the president of Putin, the president of Russia, or president of Ukraine saying that I surrender, or from now on I will stop invading, or whatever it is, right? Or for example, the president of Taiwan, right?
Yeah.
Yelling for, I want to independence, starting from this moment,
right?
Or the president of China saying that from this moment, I feel like, whatever it is, right? So it can be very dangerous. The technology like this, if you are not managing well, a small scale of problem we just mentioned about is ethical issue. The big problem, it can create war, right? How about elections? What if we release a video 2 days before elections by saying that this candidate actually said that 2 years ago, a racist conversations, and you can actually manipulate elections? So just in short, to answer your questions, we don't have solutions. There's no magic bullet by saying that I wish I can tell you that because we can do virtual human, so there will be a reverse engineering technology that we can tell what is fake or what is real. It's no such technology exists.
The congressional hearing by OpenAI founder Sam Altman, he is begging, so to speak, for regulations to be put in place. And then, of course, the follow-up conversations that followed that congressional hearing is that people don't know what kind of regulations need to be put in place. You know, we can have a topic or white paper, and then you can have all these politicians come in or policymakers and try to see regulations. The idea here is, how do you even regulate this thing?
You can't, because there's a huge gray area of freedom of speech, freedom of creations, right? So let me give you a perfect example. Everybody, and I also, you know, I believe all of audience of, you know, this very famous news, everybody watch Hollywood movies, right? And in those movies, there's a lot of character, for example, X-Men, Future Dead and Past, right? They have President Nixon, right?
Yeah.
Right? We have JFK all the time, right? 13 Days, for example, right?
Yeah.
Each of the movies, when they're trying to tribute a historical event, they will have someone act as the president, world leader, right?
Yeah.
Who gave them the rights? Because that is actually kind of belong to the public domain, right?
Yeah.
So you cannot charge any money to President Lincoln's
family
or JFK, right? Or Winston Churchill, because they appear in each of movies all the time in TV series, right?
You're right. They don't get like royalties.
So let me ask you a question. If Hollywood can do that before, why can't I have, you know, Franklin Roosevelt or, you know, or President Bush, President Obama say something? Because it's part of the creative, right?
Yeah.
It's part of my freedom of speech.
It should belong in the public domain.
Right. So let me ask you another question. So when we are having virtual Teresa Tan, to promote about, hey, during COVID, everybody has to wear masks, right? Wash your hands. Who gave me their rights, right? Of course, the family, we have signed a licensing deal.
Yeah, but still, but this is a larger topic,
right? It's a larger topic about ethical and also about regulations. It's difficult to make any regulation for the moment is because nobody actually knows how it's going to end, right? And actually, to be very, very precise, lawmakers doesn't even know this technology exists today.
I agree. Many of the you can right? tell from the questions that they are asking. They are 10 years behind.
If you watch the congressional hearing about the TikTok, right? Even a congressman asks asked very interesting questions, how do you connect? Is it connected to the Wi-Fi, right? So you can see the kind of moments that a lot of lawmakers, which we respect a lot of people, but a lot of lawmakers, even though they are professional of what they are doing, they not necessarily understand how this technology is going to change their life.
No.
Right? I guess what we can do is only is see how it goes, right?
And would it be fair to say that this is the critical moment? We are not exaggerating it. Now,
not at all.
From today and add another 24 months maybe, this is the time.
Not only that, let me give you another example then. Because we have done a lot of testing, right?
Yeah.
Because we want to see how the consumer, you know, reaction of
consumer
human
behavior, purchase decision,
right? So as you can imagine, we Digital Domain has done tremendous amount of efforts of doing virtual human interaction with a consumer, right? Guess what? Early years, right? From 2008, 2010, 12. When we have those virtual human have interaction with a consumer, with people, people realize, oh, this is machine, right? Well, I'm talking to a Siri, right? I'm talking to Alexa, right? You feel that way. But nowadays,
it's indiscernible.
There's no way you can tell, right? We have, I have Teresa Tan speaking to a lot of people in US because American barely recognize her. Right, so we're basically power Teresa speaking English to have interaction with them.
Yeah,
a lot of them, even in our industry, they cannot tell that is AI,
person,
right? Is AI driven, right? It's because we play some trick. If you talk to Siri, if you talk to Alexa, there will be a latency, right? Because they have a process to answer. But imagine with the hologram, with the TV screen, right? LED screen. There are some tricks we can play. For example, if you ask a question to Teresa, right, of course she has to process it, right, the latency, right? But we actually play some tricks while she is answering, so there's some move, right? We program her to do, interesting, like this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, there's some kind of movement.
Yeah.
So that movement actually nobody can see that computing, the computer is actually processing.
But that happens in real humans as well.
Exactly, right?
When you ask somebody and the person says, hey, that's interesting. It's actually the person is actually spending 1 or 2 seconds to...
And let me tell you another thing. A lot of people are saying that machine cannot tell sense of humor. Yes, pretty much. Right this moment, this is very difficult for, text to speech, speech to text. So machine is difficult to tell that whether these sentences is worthy to laugh, right? Yeah. But let me tell you how we did it, right? So during COVID, everything is about Zoom, right? So our engineers managed to be so creative to teach the machine when exactly you should laugh. Because sense of humor is the most important thing during social interaction, right? Mm-hmm. Laughter is the only way that you can get people closer.
Yeah.
So we have to program AI know when exactly to laugh. And we fail all the time because machine just simply cannot tell when exactly I should laugh.
Not right? yet, maybe.
But not right now, right? But in the future, not necessary. But you know how we figure out the solution? The solution is our engineers to target each of the attendees who attends a Zoom call. They focus here, right? The camera is focused here.
Yeah.
So whenever the audience, their
smiling,
mouth
yeah.
smiling like this or having like a laughter action, and more than two, then the machine knows that is the moment I should laugh as well. And because of the success of this, nobody actually can tell that, wow, this is machine, right? And we use the same virtual human and others virtual human to have interaction with people.
Yeah.
That actually changed the nature of social platform. And then let me tell you what is about to happen. You and I, we grew up by using like MSN, before it's ICQ, then with Facebook, and then Twitter, right? That kind of things, right?
Friendster,
right? But to be more precise, it's actually not changing a lot. It's about uploading words. It's about picture and videos, right? But think about it in the future, right? You don't know who you're talking to. It's not about talking to he or she problem. It's whether you are talking to an it, you don't know.
Okay, so that's why prior to starting this interview, I was talking to you about what I feel as a person who's been doing this kind of work where I speak to people like you all the time, right?
Yeah.
On a daily basis, to be frank. I can't help but feel that Black Mirror episodes on Netflix, it's not like a Terminator kind of element where, robots are destroying the world, but it's like we are getting more and more disconnected.
Yeah.
We are getting more and more jaded with how the world works around us.
Right.
And then you have all these Oculus and now Apple Vision Pro,
trying
to lock us into, they call it spatial computing. I call it, it's just, you're in your own world.
Yeah, yeah. And you are 100% right. So just a few months ago, we have created a brand new character. Her name is Zoe. We can send you the clips. So she's beautiful, right? She's like a mix, right? So this is a brand new character that the digital domain created from scratch. And there was a moment, right? There's a big director from France came visit us, right? And then we want to show him the technology. So we show him the virtual Zoe having interaction with him and without knowing that it's AI. The director I'm talking about is a big director, right? Famous director. And then having those conversations with that virtual human, and he made a statement to me separately saying, wow, I kind of feel like I fall in love.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm talking about a highly intelligent people. They can easily fall in love
with a machine.
A machine that you don't even have, the technology is not even there yet, right? I'm talking about right now, right? So I'm telling you that in the future, teenager, right? I just cannot predict for the moment. I cannot predict what the future is going to be. It's not about cultural shock. It's never, the past is about cultural shock. It's about, some of the ethical issue about whether it's going to be an adult behind the scene that trying to steal your money or anything.
Yeah.
Right now it's about your children, my children in the future. They may going to fall in love with a machine. And they don't know what to do about it, right? And it's going to be a lot of problems from my perspectives. It's going to happen. It's going to happen fast.
And somebody's going to ask you, and what's so wrong with that? That's a harder question to answer.
I don't know
how to answer. Oh, you fall in love with a machine. Okay, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Then you start to wonder, how do you... It's wrong. You need to fall in love with a human. Says who?
Okay,
that kind of question?
Then you are absolutely right. Then it's going to be a trap, right?
So it has to be. You have to fall in love with a human.
I can tell you the problem right now is because a real human, right? Let's talk about the fraud or other problems.
Yeah.
Let's just focus on the real human, right? When you have interaction with a real human, it actually helps you because the motivation is, I want to be your friends. I have emotion, you have emotion, but we have to learn through each
other. But a human relationship can create all problems, all sorts of problems.
Yeah, but
I doubt that having a relationship with a machine can create problems.
The problem is the machine, because the machine learning, the deep learning, the machine will speak whatever that you like, right? Through the data, exactly, through all the data that the machine has been collecting, naturally, ultimately, the machine would know what kind of thing that you like, what kind of thing that you don't like. I will only speak the things that you like. Yeah. And ultimately,
flattering stuff.
Right? They will make our children, teenagers, only live in the world that they love to hear things they like.
And that's not life, brother. What's next for Digital Domain then, for this year?
For me, it's like, because we just raised $50 million.
Congratulations.
Right? Thank you. Thanks very much. Right. And then just like my early statement, we're going to hugely invest into AI. What I said to my entire company, we have a company meeting a few weeks ago, that we have to embrace it. It's very like, to me, it's pretty much like early 2000 when dot-com appeared, right? Everything all of a sudden is related to internet, right?
But there was a dot-com bubble bust.
Yes,
so
the bust, it will be, I can see AI bust as well, because when the real technology appear, there will be a lot of people trying to take advantage from it, to speak narratives, talk about capital markets, and then raising money and not doing anything.
The
bubble will always appear if the subject is huge, like such as VR before, right?
Exactly,
right? But I believe AI is a real thing, just like internet was a real thing and is a real thing still, right? So it's all about whether internet, back if you think about 20 years ago, the argument of whether internet is going to replace my job is meaningless if you see it from now, right? Because anything is related to internet. Pretty much everything will be related to AI, a powerful AI as well. The matter, the determination is, for each of the company, is going to be extremely important. Go or not. Go AI or not. And the answer and the result will be also very simple. Is whether you're going to be, left behind or you're going to evolve.
There you go. That was Daniel Siah, the Executive Director and CEO of Digital Domain. If you want to learn more, head off to their website. It's called Digital Domain. Also, you can find many of these kind of resources here on Astro Awani. Just go to astroawani.com. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.